Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Birchos HaMozon, Halacha Dalet, toward the middle of paragraph Chaf Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal says, Kizeo Bechinas Rotzon, because our saying, we want to bench, or we're ready to do this and this mitzvah, is a declaration of desire. Shanu Moidim Umegalim Befinu, Ritzoneinu Vekoisveinu Echozok, L'Kaim Mitzvah Yisbro, whereby we're expressing verbally our great desire, our powerful desire and yearning to perform the mitzvah of Hashem. Ki ein lanu koyech lekayim mitzvah Yisach Yisborach Koroi, because we are not capable of doing the mitzvah of Hashem properly, you know, in its real, real best way. Rakon oimrim shanu muchonim umizumonim lekayim ha-mitzvah. What we can do is declare that we'd like to do the mitzvah, we want to do the mitzvah. Shezeo bechinas rotzlein. That's a declaration of desire. Vazai hamitzvah nasis memela b'siyua shenisporach. And if a person, if a Jew, expresses his desire to do the mitzvah happens by itself with Hashem's help. Hashem moves in to help the person. V'hakoyel meito yisporach. And it all comes from Hashem. V'ikra avoidoseinu hu arotzoin. Our main avoido is the desire. Shu b'chinas mashoimrim hareini muchonu mezumen. I'm ready, I'm prepared, I'm standing up, and I'm dressed neatly, and I have my mouth ready. I'm about to say, I'd like to be mekayim the mitzvah of sfira soimer. Whether I'll do it or not, or how well I'll do it, that's up to Hashem. I'm a zero. What am I? I'm a clod of earth. I'm Odom, me Adoma. I'm nothing. No, a billion things can block me from doing the mitzvah, or can block me from completing the mitzvah, or can block me from doing it correctly. But to say that I'd like to do it, and I'm ready to do it, I want to do it, that I can say. And that's the Iker Hisparus, and others, Lahavdil. There are some people, there are certain sects of Jews who they don't go for these l'shem yichuds and hareini muchans and all of that. Rav Nosson Zal's advice to them is that one person's l'shem yichud or hareini muchan could be much, much more effective than another person's baruch ato Hashem aleikeinu melech ha'olam asher shon sozizvonu al sfira soimer. Because the bracha itself, to say it with the proper kavona and the proper shlemus, this, that, which person can say that he's zecher to do it correctly? But to say that I want to do it, I'd like to do it, and I believe that if I show my desire to do it, I believe that Hashem will help me, and that I'm counting on Hashem to help me fulfill it, that's a different league of Avodas Hashem, a different league than those people whose Sfira Soimer and Asher Yotzar and Bore Min HaMezaynos have the same seriousness and the same put the same time and effort into it. Rachmon al Islam. And because of the fact that at the time of eating, which is a time when we're displaying this hisparus, this pride, as we said before, iker kedusha Eretz Yisrael, which is the source of the main kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, sheze iker kedusha suachila, which is the main holiness of the eating, v'yoz b'sha suachila hu idon krova, and the Zohar HaKadosh says that when a Jew sits down to eat, it's a time of battle. Is a war that's about to take place. A war between Esav and Yaakov. A war between Esav, who's going to say, fress, eat, pour that food, shovel that food down your mouth, have three desserts, put in a little more sugar, a little more chocolate, more potatoes, more onions, more, and get into it. You know, put your feet into the bowl. Don't just take with your hands and grab first. Make sure you get the plate first. Don't let anybody else take before you, because then you might not get the best piece. All of that. That's the Esav that's sitting at the table. And then there's the Yaakov that's sitting at the table, who's all neshama. His greatest thrill in the meal is going to be the bracha. The fact that he's allowed to say Hashem's name. He can't say Hashem's name just like that in the middle of the street. And because he's eating, he's allowed to say Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. He's allowed to declare, he's allowed to crown Hashem as king of the world. Mention Hashem's name. And his interest is going to be able to serve Hashem, that the eating should serve Hashem, and that the results, the energy that his body gets in the food should serve Hashem, etc., etc. So the Zohar HaKadosh says there's a super milchama that takes place when a person, you know, he's got to put on his battle gear when he sits down to that table. And to decide, you want to be an animal or you want to be a human being? You're going to make that choice now. And it's going to be a battle from the second you start the meal till the second you finish the meal. Person can start out, there are people like that. They start out civilized, and somewhere in the middle they lose themselves. And they eat three times as much as they're supposed to. And they behave in a very, very improper way, chas v'shalom. Because the Zohar Kodesh says that the Sitra Achra is present on the table of a person to prosecute him. There's an angel that it's got a gun pointed, finger on the trigger, and the trigger is cocked. And he's ready to blow the person away completely in the middle of his meal. One wrong move, chas v'shalom. And the Sitra Achra is looking to destroy that hisparus, that the meal shouldn't be a source of pride, it should be a source of shame and embarrassment. Person eats like an animal, then Hashem is ashamed of that person and embarrassed with that person. Alkein tiknu razal birchas hazimon. This is why the rabbis instituted bedafka at the table, at mealtime, when you're going from that transition from the meal to the birchas hamozoin, from hisparus to super hisparus, in middle there is a zimon. In middle there is a saying, I want to bench, that declaration. Because that zimon gives tremendous added ability to overcome the Sitra Achra and to be zoche to that hisparus. Ki ikra hisparus hu berotzoin kanal. And that's how a person is zoche to draw upon himself the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which is the essence of the hispar, which is the main theme of Birchas Hamozoin, you know, which is the ikra hisparus. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chein mevor bekavonois. And if you look in the writings of the Arizal, you'll see that the Arizal, in his way, says a similar concept to what's being said here. Shaidei ha-hazmona ledvar mitzvah shebikdusha megarshin ha-sitra achra. The Arizal says that when a person does hazmona, when he's mazmin something for kedusha, by doing that he chases away the sitra achra. Lahavdil, when a person wants to build a shul or any davar shebikdusha, and he first declares that site, that this site is being designated for a shul, the designation, the Arizal says, that itself pushes away the sitra achra. Once you've designated it for that purpose, the sitra achra cannot, you know, is chased away from there. And that's why there are laws in Shulchan Aruch. This has effects in Halacha L'maisa. If a room was designated as a shul, and then you change your mind, you want to use it as a bathroom, are you allowed or are you not allowed? All kinds of different laws related to it. Because this hazmona plays a very important role. The fact that a person designates something for Kedusha, they express a desire to use that item for Kedusha, or they're about to perform a mitzvah, that has a very, very important effect. Ki ha-hazmono hu b'chinas rotzoin, shaydeze ikar hizgabrus aleim. Because this hazmono is a form of rotzoin, it's an expression of rotzoin, which is the most important way that a person does battle against the sitra achra. Paragraph Chof Beis. V'alkein ikar birchas hazimun b'shloisha. Now you could understand why, when do we bench with mezuman? You have to have a minimum of three people. Because we're talking about hisparus the whole time. Hisparus is the number three. When there are three Jews, then there's hisparus. Ki ikra hisparus hu b'chinas Yaakov, shu b'chinas Tiferes, ki yodua. Because the symbol of hisparus is Yaakov Avinu, who is called Tiferes. He is the Tiferes of the Avos. Chesed is number one. Chesed is Avram Avinu. Gevura is Yitzchak Avinu. Tiferes is Yaakov Avinu. Ve'Yaakov Mishulosh Ba'avron. And Yaakov Avinu is number three of the Avos HaKadoshim. Not just number three, but he is Kolel, all three. Ki Kolul Mishloshton. He is a composite of all three. That's why people ask, why do we call it Shalosh Udos? Shalosh Sudos. Should say Suda Shlishit. The people, you know, the eloquent dikduk speakers, modern synagogues, they wouldn't dare be caught saying Shalosh Udos or Shalosh Seudah Shlishit. Everybody is invited to eat Seudah Shlishit. They don't know that they're missing something. When the earlier rabbis refer to it as shalosh sudos, it's because that third meal is a composite of all three put together. It's a combination of all three put together. That's what it is. Yaakov Avinu is called Bechir Shabbos. He's Koilel all three. His name Yisroel, the Tikkun Ezer says, Yisroel has the letters Kael in it, which is Chesed. Chesed Kael Kolayoyim, it's a Pasuk Tehillim. And the remaining letters are Shir, Shin Yud Reish, which is Levi, which is the Levium, which is Gevura. V'chol Yisroel Nikroim Al Shem Yaakov. And the Jewish nation is given its name, Bnei Yisroel, because they come from Yaakov, whose name is Yisroel, Shenikra Yisroel, Vishom Ikara HaHisparus, and that's where the main Hisparus is found, in Yisroel, not in Avram, not in Yitzchok, Bebechinas Yisroel Asher Becho Espoir. Yisroel, in whom there is Hisparus, Vezeh Bechinas Kedusha Mishuleshes. This is the concept of Kodosh, 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 that kedusha meshuleshes, ki ha'isparu same b'chinas tefillin moichin shenikroim kodesh ki yadua b'chinas pituchei choisim kodesh l'Hashem. Because we learned earlier that hisparus is a form of kedusha, holiness is a form of this hisparus, and we said that tefillin is called hisparus, tefillin is called pe'er, and tefillin is also called kodesh l'Hashem, pituchei choisim. Kodesh Lashem, and we learned earlier that Choisim is the Tefillin. Simeni kachoisim alibech, kachoisim alzreel. Ki ikra hakedusha hu isparus, because the main holiness is this pride, this nachas. Bebechinas, as the Pesuk says, vehisgadalti, vehisgadashti. Shehagdola shmo yisparach, tainu hisparus, shu kevoido gdolosi yisparach. Bechinas yekor tiferes gidulosoi, ze ikra kidushosoi. Because the gedul of Hashem, which is the Kiddush of Hashem, is also the Hisparus of Hashem, which is the Kiddusha. Bechinas v'zgadalti v'zgadashti, shenizgadel v'nizgadei shmo yisporach, al yidei ha'hisparus shenakabal miYisrael. Hashem's greatness is heightened and elevated through the pride that he gets from Klal Yisrael. V'hisparus u'bechinas klol yisagavnun, and this Hisparus is a combination of colors. V'ikra gavnin he'bechinas tlas gavnin deina, and the most basic set of colors are the three colored rings of the eye, shemeirin labasayin, which shine into the pupil of the eye, sheze bechinas kedushas Yisrael. This is the concept of the holiness of Bnei Yisrael. Sheklule mishloish avos, Klal Yisrael is a composite of all three forefathers, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Shein Bechinas Tlas Gavnin Deino, who correspond to the three colored rings of the eye, Sha'al Yodom Ikra Hisparus, which is the main source of Hisparus, V'Alkein HaKedusha Mishuleshes, and it's for this reason that we say that Kedusha is in triple, Kodesh, 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 Ki ha'isparus hi ha'kedusha v'kanal, because these two go together. These two are synonymous. Ki ha'isparus al yidei kiyum ha'toyrah, because the main pride and nachas of Hashem comes from kiyum ha'toyrah, fulfilling the Torah. Shehi b'chol b'chinoiseh mishuleshes. And the Torah is in three. Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. The Torah was given in the third month, right? Sivan, which is coming up next week, right? And the Torah is given by the third child, Miriam, Aharon, Moshe, right? And it was given in the third day of the Shloshes Me'agbola. Brich Rachmona, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Peches, Brich Rachmona, Diovlon Orion Tliso, Al Yedei Tliso, Biyoim Tliso, blessed is Hashem who gave us the triple Torah, through the triple, on the triple day, V'Yalkein Birches HaZimun, She'oz Iker Hizgalos HaSparus Hu B'Shloisha. And it's for this reason that to make a Zimun by Birches HaMozoin is done by three. Ki Iker HaHisparus Hu B'Bechina Shloisha, B'Bechina Tlas Avon, Tlas Gavnin, Kedush Meshuleshes. Because the main display, the most basic display of this Hisparus is in triplicate. Vo'oz ikr chiyuv hakois shel birchas hamozoin, and that's where the chiyuv begins of using a cup of wine for birchas hamozoin. The minimum is three people. ki hakois hu bechinas hisgalus hasparos shemisgalah b'shloisha daika kanal. Because we learned earlier, yayin hamisameach. We learned in the beginning of this halacha all the ways of showing that this kois yayin is a concept of hisparos. Kois is begematria lekim, which is malchus, which is hisparos. So therefore, you need a minimum of three for a kois of berachas hamozayim. V'zeh bechinas shloisha brachos shel berachas hamozayim. And this is also the concept of the three brachos of berachas hamozayim that were originally instituted. The fourth one was just added later on, the three basic brachas, because Berachas Hamozayim is one big glob of Hisparos. That's what it's all about. Paragraph Chaf Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas shloisha sudos shel Shabbos. Based on what we've been discussing till now, we could understand the importance of the three meals on Shabbos. Ki ikar hisgalus ha'esparos b'chinas Eretz Yisrael hu b'Shabbos. Because the best time when this pride that Hashem takes in Bnei Yisrael and the nachas that Hashem gets from Bnei Yisrael shows itself is on Shabbos. She'oz oilin kol ha-mitzvois lefnei Hashem yisborach. Because on Shabbos, all the mitzvahs that the person did throughout the entire week rise up and are presented before Hashem. V'Hashem yisborach mispoer bohem. And Hashem takes tremendous pride in them. Kemo yishomer Rabbeinu Zal al posuk tzedek lefonov yahalech. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 277 in Likut Yimran, on the pasuk tzedek lefonov yahalech, I'll just read briefly a short piece from Likut Yimran, where Rabbeinu Zal says, "Achda ki bechoil kishoisin mitzvah, v'chol mitzvah hi koyma shlema, yesh mekoyma shasitrachra yinekes mihem, v'hem oraglin shel mitzvah, shemisham yinekes asitrachra." During the 6 days of the week, when a person does a mitzvah, it's possible for the other side, the sitrachra, to draw from the mitzvah. And the place that they draw from is the weakest place, which is the legs, the lowest part. Now, as Rabbeinu Zal said, that each mitzvah is considered like a complete organism, like a complete body, with a head and feet and hands, etc. And the place when the tumah wants to latch onto something holy and draw from it, it draws from the legs. U'bishabbos oilin horaglin menaklipois, whereas on Shabbos, those legs which the klipos, the forces of tumah, were able to grab onto, are released and they go back up into the kedusha, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Im toshiv misheves raglecha." That on Shabbos the raglin return; they return to the kedusha. Shabbos meishivin raglin shel mitzvah lakedusha, va'azai mascheles leilech lefnei Hashem yisborach. Now, when something doesn't have no feet, it can't walk. It can't. When something gets its feet back, when something that didn't have feet suddenly gets its feet back, it can suddenly walk and prance and dance before Hashem. This mitzvah now has the opportunity to show itself off, kavyachol, before Hashem. V'hinei bevadai b'tchila sahalicha, eini yechol alas is derech kvusha. All right, Rabbeinu Zal goes into more detail about this. And then he says, he explains how it starts off as a little path, and it widens to a solid road that this mitzvah is able to go on, you know, as it proceeds. But in any case, Rav Nosson Zal touched on this point here, that we see that Shabbos is a time when the pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael and what they do suddenly takes a major leap, you know, a major jump. V'alkein oz anpo nehirin b'nehiru ilah. And this is why it's written in the Zohar HaKadosh that on Shabbos, the faces shine with a heavenly light. That's this hisparus. Al yidei oir ha-hisparus shel Yisrael. That's this pride, this beauty of Klal Yisrael that shines brightly on Shabbos. V'ikar hisgalus ha-hisparus al yidei ha-tzadik hanal shubachinas Moshe. And we learned earlier that the individual that's able to promote this the most is the tzadik. Because the tzaddik is the one who sees the beauty in every single Jew. Even those Jews who many people are ready to write off and give up on, the tzaddik is the one who sees that hisparus, and he's able even to magnify it. Shehu b'chinas Moshe. He's the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'zehu b'chinas klil tiferes nosat oloi b'roishoi shoimrim b'shabbos. And this is why it's written that on Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu receives a klil tiferes, a crown of beauty. So we see again, this is all happening at that time. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is why the highlight, one of the highlights on Shabbos is the Shmon Esrei at Mincha, where we say, U'mi kamcha Yisrael goyechot b'oretz tiferes gedula. Who in the world is like your one nation in the world, Hashem, the Jewish people, who are Tif'eres Gedula, that's Hisparus, they're a sea of pride. Nimtza She'ikar HaHisparus B'Shabbos. So therefore we conclude that the main show of pride that Hashem sees in Klal Yisrael displays itself on Shabbos. V'alkein oz mitzvah gedoyla le'echel suda Shabbos. And this is why it's so great a mitzvah to eat a special meal on Shabbos. The meals on Shabbos should be special. Ki ikara ha'hizgalus ha'esparus u'b'shas achila ha'gdoisha. Shehu b'chinas achila shel Shabbos. Because as we learned earlier, one of the most opportune times when this hisparus shines is at the time of Achila. We gave the example of Achashverosh, where it says in the Megillah that when he wanted to show off his pride, his greatness, he did it with a banquet, major banquet. And in general, when people want to show their friends or relatives or business associates their pride, how much they love the person, or they want to show off their own greatness, how do they do it? By inviting them for dinner, invite them for a meal. So Shabbos is Hisparus and Suda is Hisparus. Therefore, the importance of Suda is Shabbos. V'alkein tzrichen le'echol sholosh sudos b'Shabbos. And it's for this reason that on Shabbos we deal specifically with three meals. Ki ha'isparus kol mi'sholosh kanal, because we learned earlier that the midah of Tiferes, of Hashem, is three. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes. It's a combination of Chesed and Gvura. Yaakov Avinu is called Tiferes, and he is number three of the Avos. He's Koilel, all three. So therefore, the three meals on Shabbos. Ve'elu hatlas gavnin shehem klal ha'hisparus meirin labasayin shubichinas koishel brocha, bichinas malchus David, bichinas Eretz Yisrael, shemekabeles kol hisparus. And this beauty, which is based on a foundation of three, it has to shine into the number four. What is number four? Number four is the Malchus. Malchus is represented by the Kois Shel Brocha. We said, V'yein Malchus Rov Kiad HaMelech. And Malchus is Dovid HaMelech. And Malchus is Eretz Yisrael. Shemekabeles Kol HaHisparus. These are the ones who receive this Hisparus. Because in Kabbalah, they always talk about the Yichud of Tiferes and Malchus. Tiferes is the one which is shining its light into the Malchus. And Tiferes is just like in the throne of Hashem. The throne of Hashem is made up of four legs. Three of them are Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. The fourth is Dovid HaMelech. They are the ones who shine light and life into Dovid and beauty into the Malchus. Ki mishom ikar kedusha Eretz Yisrael, because that's the source of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. The source of it is this Hisparus, as we saw earlier. V'zeh b'chinas birchas hamozoin b'shloisho ala kois. And it's for this reason that the Shulchan Aruch speaks about Birkas HaMozayin being that when you have three people, then you're permitted to use a cup of wine. She'oz ikar shleimus mitzvahs Birkas HaMozayin. Because that's when the Birkas HaMozayin is being done b'shleimus, with its full hisparus, with three. Ki oz mezamnin b'shloish halakoyis. Because then we do a zimun with the three people on a cup. Shekol zeh ubechinas shleimus hisgalus haisparus. This is all relating to this concept of the perfection of this revelation of the hisparus, because we learned earlier that kois is hisparus and zimun is hisparus. When a Jew expresses a desire to do a mitzvah, Hashem takes more pride in that sometimes than he does in the mitzvah itself. And that's the zimun, where we say nevorech she, let's bless Hashem. Because that desire, that expression of a desire to bless Hashem, sometimes means more. The ratzon means more than the actual action. And this is what really magnifies the revelation of the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. Shezehu ikar mitzvahs Birchas HaMozayin, which is the essence of Birchas HaMozayin. What is the main theme in Birchas HaMozayin? Praising Eretz Yisrael. It's a pasuk in Chumash. V'savoto uveirachto es Hashem Elokecha al ha'oretz hatova. You'll bless Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. That's the whole foundation of Birchas HaMozayin. That's what it's all about. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds another point, paragraph Chav Dalet. V'alkein Avraham hu harishoin shegila kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And this is why you'll find, interestingly, that the first individual who really brought forth the greatness of Eretz Yisrael, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, was Avraham Avinu. He's the one who was instructed, Lech lecha me'artzecha me'oladecha el oretz. And his entering into Eretz Yisrael is really what flicked the switch to start Eretz Yisrael glowing, in a sense. Ki Avraham hoyo nediv leiv harishoyim. Because Avraham Avinu was the first person in the world to really show a heartfelt desire for Hashem. This is the term that's used about him, nediv leiv. Shekol avodosoy hoyo rak rotzoin vekisufin dikdusha. Whereby his service of Hashem was desire and yearning. As is written in another place. Because when Avraham Avinu was living, the Torah had not yet been given. When he started searching for Hashem, and when he found Hashem and started trying to serve him, there were no mitzvahs at the time. His entire service of Hashem was simply desire, yearning. And Avraham Avinu stood very tough, very strong, very stubborn against the entire world that opposed him at the time. They called him the heretic. He was the atheist because he didn't believe in idols. Ad shezocho al yedei zeh l'shaber kol hoivim v'amoinim, to the point where he was so firm in his desire to serve Hashem that he was able to destroy all of his enemies and all of his obstacles. Now, Rabbeinu Zal, or Rabbi Nosson Zal, brings a pasuk. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, "Leiv nishbor v'nidke Elokim lo sivze." Hashem never rejects a broken heart. The last letters of Leiv nishbor v'nidke Elokim lo spell the word Avraham. And Rabbi Nosson Zal writes there because that's what Avraham Avinu was all about. He was all heart. There were no practical application. When he first started out, there was nowhere to focus his desire to serve Hashem. There wasn't anything to put it into. The mitzvahs weren't available yet. So at the time, he was just rotzayin. He was dying to please Hashem. You know, super rotzayin. That's what he was all about. And as the pasuk says over there, Elokim loy sivz, Hashem never rejects that. There's nothing Hashem loves more than that rotzayin, pure rotzayin and kisufin coming from the heart. When the Jews donated to the Beis Hamikdash, that's what's or the Mishkan. It says Kol Nediv Leiv Yevieho Eis Trumas Hashem. All those who have a desire in their heart, a desire to give, should bring their Trumat to Hashem. That's what the Beis Hamikdash was made from. All the Ritzainos of Klal Yisrael. Sheze Bechinas. This is what the pasuk means when it says Shev Liyamini. Ad oshis soivecho adoim l'raglecha, amuvaleil, which we mentioned earlier. Shev liyamini means sit to my right. And we expressed earlier that the right side is chesed, ahava. Ahava is rotzayin. Those two go together. We say on Shabbos and Kiddush, be ahava uve rotzayin hinchaltono. Right? So that it says shev liyamini, lean to the right, meaning to rotzayin. And through that, I will smooth out all your enemies. I'll make them a footstool for you. That pasuk is referring specifically. Rashi over there says it's referring to Avraham Avinu. This Shev Liyamini. And as a result of Avraham Avinu having this most important quality of Nediv Leiv, of Rotzoin, that's why Hashem took such incredible pride in him. Kemoshikosu, as the Pasuk says, Avraham Oyavai, my beloved Avraham. That's how Hashem referred to him. And that's what gave him the ability, more than all the others before him, to reveal the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Because we had explained earlier that the main thing that brings forth the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael is this pride. We had explained that the Chumash, it's written in the Chumash, that where does Eretz Yisrael draw its holiness from? From the eyes of Hashem. It's a pasuk. Tomid Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo, Meireishis Hashem Elokecha. The eyes of Hashem are beaming into Eretz Yisrael. What sparkles the eyes of Hashem? What gets Hashem's eyes to light up? What gets a parent to light up? The eyes light up when it sees its child, when it sees the goodwill, the rotzayin. When a parent sees that a kid is trying, There's nothing more in the world that gets that parent's eyes to light up. And Rabbeinu Zal brings proof in the Kutaran from Psukim showing that it's the Hisparus that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael. That's what beams, that's what activates the eyes of Hashem to shine into Eretz Yisrael, its holiness. And through Avram Avinu's wonderful desire, where Avram Avinu was very strong in that, very determined, unrelenting, he was also privileged that Hashem revealed to him the mitzvah of circumcision, Mila, Shehu Tikkun HaBris, which is the beginning of purity in the covenant. And to the degree that a person has Tikkun HaBris, to that degree the person is far from Azus the Sitrachra, the wrong type of, impurity, Chutzpah, Shemishom Kol Hamoinim, which is the source of all the obstacles that a person encounters, blocking them from coming close to Hashem. What creates those obstacles is the azus de sitrachra, the wrong kind of desires. Shemishom kol amoinim v'zoichin la'azus digdusha, and the person is zoicha to azus digdusha, shehu toloi bigdusha sabris, which is dependent on purity in tikkun abris, purity in associations with women, that whole category. Ki boyaz boy tukfa kiyodua, because the Zohar HaKadosh says, we're going to be reading in a few days, it's going to be Shavuos, we're going to be reading about Rus, Megillas Rus, which speaks about boyaz, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, why was he called boyaz? It's two words, boy, az. In him was strength. What's the most important strength in Yiddishkeit? Strength in withstanding temptation of women. Boyaz was able to remain pure in his dealings with Rus, even though he was tempted and he was tested to commit a sin with her before being married to her legally, etc. He withstood the temptation, he passed the test, and therefore he is given this title, Boy Az. In him is strength. The Boy also says that it's in Tikkun HaBris, that's where a Jew displays his greatest strength, his real strength. The Gemara says, Eizehu Giboyer HaKoivesh Es Yitzroi. The true strong Jew is one who is not who can punch harder. It's the one who can pull his punch, the one who can hold, who can restrain himself the best. That's the gibor. And HaKodesh is Yitzroi, the Zohar HaKodesh says that Ikra the Yitzroi Bishal Arayim, that the main Yitzhara, the main test that the Yitzhara tries to get a person Chas Shalom to fall in, is in dealing with women, those issues. Kiyodua, as is known, V'zocha l'hoyle des Yitzchok, and Avram Avinu was Zohar to give birth to Yitzchok, Shehu HaRishon Shenoilad Bigdushas Yisroel. He's the first child to be born from religious parents, from a set of kosher parents. Avram Avinu's father was an idol worshipper. Shemimenu hischil hasimcha v'hahisparus digdusha. Yitzchak Avinu was the beginning of the joy of Klal Yisrael and Jewish pride, this hisparus. As we learned earlier, that these two go together, simcha and hisparus. V'alkei nikra al shem atzchoik v'asimcha. And this is why he was named for this joy, this happiness. Kemosh Kosov, as is written, Tzchoik Oso Lielikim, Hashem gave me this wonderful opportunity to rejoice, to be happy. That's why he was called Yitzchok. Ki Iker HaSimcha Al Yidei HaHisparus. Because the main joy comes from Hisparus, comes from this pride when it's shining properly. Baruch Hashem. Hilchus Birchus Hamozoin, Halacha Hei. This halacha is based on a chapter of Likut Moran. If we're going to add adjectives and say it's a fantastic chapter in Likut Moran, we're going to subtract, because every chapter is fantastic. But this is one of the main chapters in Likut Moran that deals with the issue of two types of Talmidei Chachamim. Those who learn Torah in a healthy way, where the Torah improves them and benefits them, and those who learn Torah, chas v'shalom, the opposite way, where the Torah becomes a samoves, chas v'shalom, a poison to them, and they misuse it, etc., etc. And you'll hear Rav Nosson Zal's insights on this. It's one in the world, by far. Al pi ha-Torah b'ni lon besa. This chapter of Likutei Halachos is based on chapter 28 in Likutei Moran, in the first half of Likutei Moran, which is based on a discussion between Rabbi Shua ben Hananya and the 70 wise men of Athens, where they asked him, build us a house between heaven and earth, etc. Ayin Shom Kol HaTorah, review that chapter in Likutei Moran well, so you'll have a good introduction to the Likutei Halachos. V'haklal, to summarize what's written in that chapter in Likutei Moran. Ki hamisnagdim zemachmas shemekablim toira mitamidei chachamim sheden yudoin. Those people who oppose, misnaged is miloshin neged, against. Those people who are against the true Talmidei Chachamim, the true Yirei Hashem. I remember Rav Rosenfeld Zichron Avraha once said that the word misnaged is a combination of two words, mace and neged. Dead, against. Because tzaddikim are called chai, tzaddik chai almen. So he's mace, he's anti-tzaddikim, and he's anti. And then he said, which normal person would want to carry that title? I'm a misnaged, I'm not a chos, I'm a misnaged. People who show that as their business card, he's proud of it. He's mace and he's neged. Chas v'shalom, lo yaleinu. So Rabbi Nizal says over there, those people who chas v'shalom suffer from this disease, they're against tzaddikim, against Yirei Hashem. And yet they're learned. They're knowledgeable in Torah, especially Gemara, Torah Shebal Peh. It's because they have received their Torah from Talmidei Chachamim who are called Sheidin Yudoin, Jewish Sheidim, like Rachmana Litzlan. In other words, which is a very insulting type of title which the Zohar HaKadosh gives to people who learn the wrong way. Sheyeshlem Torah Nefula, these rabbis, their Torah is called a fallen Torah, Me'alfin Nefulin, which comes from a source called the Fallen Alephs. And Rabbi Nizal this elaborates on that over there in the Likutei Moran. Rabbi Nosson is going to touch on it. Uba'alfin elu ksiv b'shloimai, and it's about these Alephs that it says by Shloimai Melech, Vayedaber shloishes alofim moshel, vayihi shiroi chamisha vo'elef. That Shloimai Melech spoke 3,000 parables, and his song was 5 and 1,000. So we see there's Shalosh Aleph, there are 3 Alephs, and there's Vo Aleph, and there's a 4th Aleph. Ki Shloimoi Zocho Lahem Bigdusha, because Shloimoi Melech was Zocho to the Dalid Alfin Bigdusha. This term Dalid Alfin is a term used in Sifrei Kabbalah, in the Zohar HaKadosh and the Kisvei Arizal, to refer to a source from where Chochma and Seichel comes from. Avol Tamid Chachomim Sheden Yudoin, whereas these other guys, these opposite type of learners, they draw their learning from the Dalid Alfin Hanefulin, from the fallen Alephs. Nimtza Shalidei Zeh Elu Bnei Adam Neiflim B'Kfirois Gedoilos. And as a result of the fact that they're learning improperly, the proper kind of learning is supposed to improve a person's emuna. That's the most important result of learning, to grow in emuna. The Gemara says in Makkos towards the end, Bo Chavakuk Vehemidon Alachas, that Chavakuk Anavi came along and he summarized all 613 mitzvahs, the entire Torah, in one word. What's the one word? Emuna. He quoted a pasuk, V'tzadik be'emunoso yichya. A tzadik lives with his emuna. So emuna is a composite of the entire Torah. So if a person's learning Torah properly, his emunah is growing. His emunah in Hashem, his emunah in Chachomim, his emunah in Mekoyim HaSakdoshim, and all of those things. If a person's learning Torah improperly, then he's far from emunah chas v'shalom, which means he falls into kfirois. And what's the solution for this? How does a person help this type of problem? Anoichi toilas v'lo yish cherpas odon. Rabbi Nizal says over there, the solution is for the person to be in the category of toilas. And Rabbi Nizal goes on to explain over there, what is toilas? Toilas is a concept of emuna. There's a pasuk ho emunim olai toila. Dehainu b'chinas toilea, shaydei zeh menatzeach es oivov. The person has to enter into this category called toilea, through which he overcomes his enemies. Ki toilea b'chinas emuna. People should know that this isn't special sound effects. These are live birds that are right outside the window here that are competing. They want the floor. And we're trying to compete with them properly. By a person being zoicha to this bechina of toileya, he overcomes his enemies. Ki toilea bechinas emuna, because Rav Elazar shows over there that toilea is the concept of emuna. V'hu bechinas Avraham, and it's also the concept of Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu is the bechina of chesed bechinas emuna. There's a pasuk v'chazdi loy ofir v'loy ashaker bemunasi. Rav Elazar shows all of this clearly in paragraph 2 in that chapter 28 in Likutei Moran. Ki Avraham bechinas chesed bechinas emuna b'yemin hazeh hu mizgaber aloyvav, and with his right, Avraham Avinu is zeichet to overcome his enemies. As the pasuk says, "Bigvurois yesha yeminoi," that when there's gvurois, you're able to overcome it through the yemin, through chesed. And through the fact that he has this chesed, he's able to correct this problem of these dalid alfin hanafulim. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, "Vo'oise chesed lo alofin," that chesed is what makes, what corrects the alofim, the alefs that require correction. V'lovoi lo chesed, and the way that a person is zeichet to get the chesed, yef shelovoi el alidei sheyachnis talmidei chachomim tzadikim besoich beisoi. The only way that a person gets the chesed is by having the privilege of having talmidei chachomim tzadikim as guests in his home. Shehu ke'ilu hikriv tmidim, whereby the Gemara says that if a Jew has the privilege of having a talmid chacham as a guest in his home, it's as if he brought the korban tomid. K'moshon Razal, as the Gemara says, v'zeh tomid gematria dalid alfin. And the word tomid, tof mem dalid, is bigematria four times aleph. Aleph, when it's written as a word, aleph lamed pei. Aleph lamed pei is 111. Four times 111 is 444, which is tomid. So the tomid is the tikkun for the dalid alfin. And this is what the wise men of Athens said to Rabbi Shuba and Hananya, "Bnilon beisa b'avirad alma." We want you to build us a house in midair. So he said, "No problem." Ki elu bnei adam haroitzim larei chavidosim aydei atoyra sheshoyim mitamidei chachamim ko elu, because these people who want to try to go about serving Hashem through the learning that they receive from these crooked talmidei chachamim, from these talmidei chachamim sheden yudoin, they have no foundation. They're lacking in a foundation. It's as if they're building a house, but it's midair. It's not grounded. It doesn't have a yesoid. So what did Rabbi Shuv ben Hananya do? He announced a name of Hashem, V'kom ben Shmai Avara, and he suddenly elevated himself. He suspended himself in midair. Hainu, HaTalmid Chacham Hu Amiti Hu Bein Shmaya Va'ara Ayin Sham Kol Zehitev. He showed them that the true Tzaddik, the true Talmud Chacham, he is between heaven and earth. He is Do'ochid Bein Shmaya Va'ara. The Pasuk says, Ki Choyl Bashamayim Uvoretz. The words Ki Choyl are Bigimatria Yesoid, exactly, referring to the Tzaddik Yesoid Olam. He is Bashamayim Uvoretz. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Do'ochid Bein Shmaya Va'ara. He holds on to Shamayim and Eretz, and he binds them together. V'chol Zeh Hu Soid Kavonas Parshas HaTomid. And this chapter in Likutei Moran, that this halach is based on, explains the kavonis that the Arizal has on Parshas HaTomid. Ayin Shom Heitev, look over there and we cut him around well, V'tovin, and you'll understand. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'tire Niflois Tomim Deim. You'll see unbelievable things here. Eichelim V'histir Bozeh Soid Kavonis HaTomid B'derech Chodosh Niflo V'noira K'darkoi Hanizgo V'nele Moid Asheri Efshaladapo Bozeh Klal Kim Lemishu Chochom U'mevim B'daito Em Islamitoi. Whereby Rav Nosson says Rabbi Nosson had this gift where he had the ability in his shir, giving a shir on chassidus, giving a shir about faith in Hashem and serving Hashem, to be able to interweave in there and hide in there an explanation of the kavanas of the Arizal on Parshas HaTomid in an incredible way, which cannot be described to anybody who doesn't understand this, who doesn't appreciate this. V'ein laharach bozeh kan, this isn't the place to elaborate on this. V'zeh b'chinas mitzvah s'birchas hamozen achar achila. This is all tied into the mitzvah of benching, which we do after eating a meal with bread. Ki ikar kol birchas hanenin, u'bifrat birchas hamozen, shehu ha'ikar, ki hu d'ayraisa, u'mimenu lomdu kol ha'brachas, because the main theme, the main concept of all brachas that we make for pleasure, you know, when we, a bracha, a blessing that we make to Hashem, they're called birchas hananin, brachas that we make over food and similar items to that, of which the most important one is birchas hamozon, because it's doraisa, umimenu lomdu kol habrachas, and it's from that one that the rabbis learned out the whole requirement to make brachas in general. Kemo yishom razal, as the Gemara says, hashto liachrov mevorech lefonav loikolshkein. Imagine if the Torah told us that you have to make a bracha after you eat, then of course you have to make a bracha before you eat. Ve'ikar klal kol habrachas alamozin hu levarer birurim. The main purpose for which we make brachas on food is because there's a refinement that has to take place. There's a sorting out of good from bad. Listen to this. Ki al yidei chet odom arishin shoyo achet b'achilo, al yidei ze nisarvu kol hadvorim. Because as a result of the sin which kaviyochel odom arishin committed in eating from the eitz hadas, which was good and bad, through that everything got mixed up. V'nigzaroz, and Hashem issued a decree then, b'zeah sapecho toich alechem, that you're going to have to sweat in your eating. You're going to have to struggle to eat. Therefore, it requires tremendous effort for a person to be zecher, to get to a level where he's eating with the proper holiness. To be able to refine the food that you're eating, to be able to extract from it the klipa, the tumah, the negative part of it, the psoilus, the waste, which has become part of the actual food as a result of Adam Rishon eating from the Eitz Hadas. And this is basically the whole concept of brachas that we make on food, by making the bracha, by placing Hashem's name on the food, we're hoping to be able to refine the food and to extract the good from it, and to be able to reject and eliminate the waste. And this is especially the concept of Birkas Hamozon, whereby after we finish eating a whole meal and all of that food went inside of us, we realize that you ain't finished yet. Now there first has to begin a sorting out of good from bad. Rav Nosson Zal says, if we're talking about separating the good from the bad in food, then we're talking about separating the type of Torah that comes from a good source, from true tzaddikim, from the type of Torah that comes from a bad source, from those chachamim sheden yudoim, from the dalet alfin hanafulin. Why? What are you talking about? What are you mixing food and learning? Food is in the dining room and learning is in the beis mefresh. Ki hamaychol mechaye es odom kenira bechush, because we know that food is what gives a person life, energy, strength. Ve'ikar hachiyus bevaday einoy nimshach me'alechem bi'atzmoi kiim mechiyus elukus shehichiyus hatoyra hamalubash balechem, and anybody can understand that the what gives the bread, what gives the food the ability to give energy and strength and life is not the physical bread, but rather it's the spiritual energy that's in there, the chiyus elokus that's in there. Shehi chiyus ha-toyra hamalubash balechem, which is the Torah that's found inside that bread, the spiritual Torah that's found inside that bread. Kamoshakosav, as the Pasuk says in Chumash, ki lo yar alechem levato yichye adam, ki al kol moitze pi Hashem yichye adam. Man does not live by bread alone, but rather he lives by the spiritual that's inside of that bread. Ki ikara hachiyus humea Torah, because we know that the main source of life is the Torah. Kamoshakosav, as we say, ki hu chayecho, it is your life. And therefore, the ability that food has to give energy, strength, and life, that ability comes from the Torah. It's because the food is plugged into the Torah. Aval al yedei chet Adam Harishon nisarvu b'chol advarim toivara. However, as a result of Adam Harishon eating from this tree that was good and bad mixed together, that created a jumble where all good and bad got mixed together. Ki yesh b'halechem v'maychol gam achizas ha-psoilis hanimshach me'atoris hanafulis hanal shein b'chinas atzas hanochosh. Because what happens is now, within all food items, is found waste. The waste comes from those toiros hanafulis, from those fallen toiros, which are referred to as the advice of the snake, atzas hanochosh. Kamashikosva, as the Pasuk says, Hanochosh Hishiani. The snake advised me, you know, to eat from the tree. Shehem Bechinas Limudim Limud Pogum Umekulkol She'eno Yemeslamitoi. This is referring to a defective type of learning, which is not the pure truth. She'ein loy koyach lahadrich esodom bederech hayoshokanal. We're talking about a type of learning that does not guide a person, give a person a derech. A derech hayosher, a clear path, exactly what to do in his life, what to do beruchnius, what to do begashmius. V'chol ze nimshach michet odom rishin. This whole problem started from the chet odom rishin. Ki ikar chet oyoye gam kein adei pegam toirois hanefulois. Because, after all, what instigated the Yetz Hadas? What caused odom rishin to eat from the Yetz Hadas? Toirois nefulois, shehim bechinas atzas hanochosh, which is the advice of the snake. Kamoshikosev, as it says over there, hanochosh hishiani, the snake advised me. Shehu bechinas limud pogmanal, that represents this defective type of learning. Ki hanochosh bolo b'armo u'mirma gedoyla kamuva, because the snake came at Adam and Chava with incredible trickery, very, very deep. Type of trick here, very sly, very, very cunning. Dahainu shelomad im hoisha v'ha'odam limud godol v'omoik ma'oid ma'oid b'derech chacham v'sechel nifla. The snake learned with Adam and Chava a very, very deep type of philosophical discussion that he went into with them. Ad shehito isay kol kach, until it ended up leading Adam Harishon into a mistake, into going against the direct command of Hashem. Ki Adam Harishon haya chacham gadol v'haya b'mayla niflo k'yadua. Because we know, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, the Arizal tells us, that Adam Harishon was on an unbelievable high level of knowledge, of depth of mind. He was the rabbi of all the angels at the time. He was the one who taught all the angels Torah. However, the snake, which was also very sly, very cunning, was able to get Adam Rishon to make a mistake by teaching him Torah from those alpha nefulin, from that bad place. And he taught him those types of learnings. And he took a statement by Hashem, and he modified a little. He added his own little trimmings to it. He added some salt and pepper to what Hashem said, the Gora. But this wasn't really an addition. There are certain additions which are subtractions, where Kol Hamois of Gora, by adding, you end up subtracting. And the Torah writes that the snake got into a discussion with Adam and Chava, got into a whole discussion as if he was giving a shiur, as if he was trying to lead them, to show them what the right thing to do is in life. And he said to them, in addition, Hashem said not to eat from this tree. He added to the command of Hashem. Because Hashem only said not to eat. The snake said Hashem said not to touch. In other words, Chava, he tricked Chava into mistakenly saying that Hashem said we shouldn't touch the tree, we shouldn't eat from the tree. And sure enough, he confused her and everything, and by showing her that by touching the tree nothing happens, he said then for eating also nothing's going to happen to you. He ended up adding to Hashem's command, and as a result he subtracted in a big way. He confused them with a wrong type of formula, with a wrong type of limud, behekesh v'dimyoin koize, with a false type of hekesh. V'omar lemish said to them, k'shem shein misa b'negia, k'enein misa b'achila. Look, I proved it to you. Look, it's scientific proof. Touch it, nothing happens. So if you eat it also, nothing will happen. Nimtzo she'ikr chet odom rishin hoyadei b'chinas limudim pigumim anal. So therefore, what caused the chet odom rishin? This wrong type of learning. This defective type of learning. She'im b'chinas toirois nefulois midalat alfin anafulin. Which the Sifrei Kabbalah refer to as these toirois nefulois, which come from these dalet alfin nefulin. Umishom nimshach kol hataruvoi shebamacholim shetzrichim levara maidei abrochus. And this is the cause and the origin of the fact that all of our food in this world today has good and bad in it. The good and bad that manifests itself on a physical level is the result of the good and bad Torah that the food is plugged into, that the food is drawing from. And that's the reason why we make brachas. One of the main things we're trying to do with the bracha is to be able to separate the good from bad. And that's especially what the Birchas HaMozen is all about. To be able to refine the food and extract from it the psoilus, which comes from the Torahs of the Dalet Alfin HaNefulin. And this is why the total Birchas HaMozen, the full Birchas HaMozen as we have it today, is four blessings, including Hatoiv Ameitiv, Keneged Dalet Alfin Anal, corresponding to the four Alephs. Shaidei Dalet Brochus Shel Birchas HaMozen, Mevarin Hachiyas Shebemaychal, Sheinim Shach Midalet Alfin Shebegdusha, Vienit Chapsoilis, Hanim Shach Mi'alfin Anafulim. Because again, we said that Birchas HaMozen is Do'oraisa. Birchas HaMozen is Torah. What kind of Torah is it? It's four. It's A, B, C, D. It's four brachos, meaning it's the Torah of Dalet Alfin. Of Dalet Alfin, which Dalet Alfin? The Dalet Alfin of Kedusha. By saying Birchas HaMozen, we're trying to strengthen the Dalet Alfin of Kedusha, and to subdue and eliminate the Dalet Alfin Hanafulin. Paragraph base. V'zeh Shom Razal, and this is what the Gemara says. Dalet Poschu Biaf. There were four who began their sentence with the word af, and also, and in their af, in this af, they wanted to compare something they were going to say to something else, but it was a very invalid comparison, as we're going to see. Veheim hanochosh, the first one is the snake, the serpent, Sho'omar, who said, af ki omar alikim, in addition, Hashem said not to touch the tree, v'sar ho'ifim. The second one is the baker, the minister who was in charge of the baking for Paroi in Egypt. Sheomar, who said, afani b'chaloimi, when he heard that Yosef HaTzadik had interpreted his buddy's dream, and the interpretation was a happy one, so he said, oh, well, I also had a dream. And he figured that his interpretation was also going to be a happy one. It didn't turn out that way. Number three is Vadas Koirach, the group of Koirach, Sheomru, who said, Af Loyal Eretz. And in addition, besides all the other terrible things that Moshe Rabbeinu did to us, in addition, he didn't even bring us to Eretz Yisrael like he said he would. And number four is Lahavdil Vahomon, Sheomar, Af Loy Hevi Esther, when he was bragging about all his greatness, and he said, and in addition to all my other great things, in addition to that, the only one who Esther Amalka invited to her banquet was me. You know, besides Achashverosh. Ki kol elu hadalet nimshach deyoisem horois mizua masanochosh, miatsa sanochosh, shehito esodom. Because all four of these, not just their opinions, their ideas, come from the nochosh, the snake, who gave bad advice to Odom Arishin, who led Odom Arishin into a terrible mistake. Shenimshach milimudim hanafulim kanal. And we said all of these false ideas and wrong concepts all originate from a fallen type of learning. Valkein him dalet, and therefore there were four of them, keneged dalet alfin anal, because Rabbeinu Zal had explained in Likutei Moran that the learning, the improper learning, is based on drawing from these dalet alfin hanafulin, these four alephs who are fallen. Kihem pogmu ba'alfin anal, because these four were all poigim in these alephs that we spoke about. These four alephs, which is a Kabbalistic term that symbolizes learning. We spoke about Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 28 in the Likutei Moran, makes a reference to Dalet Alfin of Kedusha and Dalet Alfin Hanefulin, based on a pasuk with Shlomo HaMelech, showing that learning comes from an origin called Dalet Alfin, and if a person is drawing the right learning, he's drawing from the Dalet Alfin of Kedusha, and if he's drawing the wrong things from his learning, he's drawing from the Dalet Alfin Hanefulin. V'nase etzlom me'alef af. And by these four, the snake and Homon and Koirach, and by them, instead of Alephs, because they were Poigim in the Aleph, it became Af. The Lamed dropped out, like, and it became Af instead. B'chishu b'chinas charoin Af, took for the Dina, symbolizing the concept of anger, Midas Hadin. Ki hadalet alfin b'gdusha heim b'chinas toiras emes, shu b'chinas chasodim gidoilim, b'chinas toiras chesed, kemuva b'toranal. Because when the four alfin are coming from the side of holiness, then they're a concept of emes, a concept of truth, which is tied into a concept of chesed, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, that the Torah of Kedusha is a b'china of toiras chesed. Avol kishepoigmim bohem, whereas when somebody messes up in this, nasem izek, it results in lack of faith in Hashem, din, which results in judgment and anger. As the Gemara says, so long as there is avodah zara in the world, there's anger in the world. And it's therefore that these four all started their statement, they began their statement with that word af. Kinase etzlom me aleph af kanal, because by them, instead of drawing their seichel from the alfin, instead they were poigim in the alfin and it became af. Ki kulam pogmo al yedei toirois hanefulois kanal, because all four of these, their mistakes were based on this concept of a Torah hanefula. They messed up in the Torah. V'alkein lomdu limud she'eino yemes v'dimyoin shel sheker. And therefore, they tried to come up with an idea, with a concept that was not truth, and they made an analogy, a false comparison, as we're going to see now. Kimoy hanochosh, she'omar af ki'omar likim lo yisoch l'mikol eitz hagan. For example, the snake, who said to Chava, you just told me that in addition, Hashem said not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. In addition to what? In addition to Hashem saying don't touch it, which was not true at all. That was a mistake. Chava had added that herself. Hashem never said don't touch the tree. And because the Nochash engaged her in conversation and got her to slip and misquote Hashem, then when the Nochash played it back to her, remember you said that Hashem said don't touch the tree and also don't eat from the tree. Watch. And he pushed her into the tree. She touched it. He said, you see, nothing happens when you touch the tree. So also if you eat from it, nothing will happen. And that also was a false also. And by making this false comparison, the Nochash wanted to convince them to go ahead and eat from the Eitz Hadas, not to be afraid to eat from it. V'chein Sar Hoifim, and also the chief baker of Paroi. Omar, he said, Afani b'choil chaloimi. I also had a dream. V'rotzo l'damois u'lahashvois chaloimoi l'chaloim Sar HaMashkin. He was hoping that his dream would have a similar interpretation to his buddy's dream. Ma shebemes heim shnei hafochim. Whereas in reality, the two dreams went in two opposite directions. The other minister was reinstated to his position, and this guy had his head lifted from him. Instead of getting a facelift, he had a complete head lift, right? V'chein Adas Koirach, and so too Koirach's gang. Shomru, who said, Af loyal Eretz. In addition to all the bad things Moshe Rabbeinu has done, in addition, he didn't even bring us to Eretz Yisrael. They were trying to convince the Jews as if Moshe Rabbeinu was misleading them all of this time. Moshe Rabbeinu was messing them up. And they based it on logic ridiculous logic, whereby they said, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu with a talis that was made all of tchelis. And they said, does this talis require tzitzis? Moshe Rabbeinu said, yes. He said, ridiculous. Imagine if you have a talis that's all white, and you put one string of blue wool on it, it's kosher. If you have a talis that's all blue wool, you're going to tell me it requires strings? Ridiculous. And this was ridiculous logic. Their logic was messed up. Nimtza she'ikar pigamam hoyaideh limudim pigumim unafulim kanal. So we see that their main ideology and everything, their main pigam, their main mistake, was based on a false type of learning. V'chein homon. And so too Haman Arosha, Shomar Aflo Evi Esther. In addition, he was rattling off all of his successes and everything. And he said, and besides all of that, the only one whom Esther just invited to the meal, besides Achashverosh, was me. Velomad Bedaitoi Shehula Toivosoi. And he understood this, he interpreted this to mean a tremendous benefit to him, great honor. And he had tremendous arrogance as a result of this. To the point where he felt so great that he wasn't afraid to engage anybody in combat. He wasn't afraid to take on Mordechai. Hatzadik. Whereas in reality, he didn't realize this was all digging a deep grave for him. Because he was being lifted up, 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 so that when they cut the string, he would splatter nicely. He would take a real fall. Because by the fact that Esther Amalka invited him to the party, she was actually putting hot coals on his head, the Gemara says. Nimtza shekol elu adalid pogmu al yidei shekiblu limudim roem hanemeshech mitoris hanafulois midalad alfan hanafulan al. So therefore, we see that all four of these, their mistake was based on drawing the wrong conclusions from this Torah Hanafula. V'alkein kulam paschu bi'af, and it's for this reason that all of them began their statements with this word af, shu b'chinas hekesh v'dimyoin sheker. Af means also, which is a means of comparing. We want to compare B to A. But it was a false comparison. Hanimshach mitoykef hadin v'charoin af shemisham achizas esitrachra. Their af was coming from charoin af, anger, din, the source of the sitrachra. V'yalkein rotzul adamais milsul amilsa b'dimyon sheker v'chosav kanal. And therefore they were trying to make these comparisons, to compare A to B, in a false way. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie this into Birchas Hamazon. V'ze b'chinas dalet brochay shel Birchas Hamazon b'protius. Now he's going to explain how each one of the four brochays benching connects to one of the four we spoke about just now. Shehu hazon, and it connects to the concepts that Rabbeinu Zal discusses in the chapter in Likut Imran. The first brocha in Birchas Hamazon is hazon esoylam kulei b'tuvei b'chein b'chesed v'rachmim. This corresponds to what Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Likut Imran about the fact that a person has to draw chesed shaydeze misaknin hadalet alfen hanal kmo shekosu shem baterna. Rabbeinu Zal shows there in the chapter in Likut Imran that in order to be misakin these dalet alfen, it requires chesed. And that's what the first bracha of Birchas Hamazon is all about, drawing this chesed. And as we say there, that's what that first bracha is all about. Ubracha Beis, and the second bracha Shu Birchas Oretz, which is the bracha that's about Eretz Yisrael. Shehu ho'ikar k'may shekosu b'medrash, which is the most important bracha of the Birchas Hamazon, ki hi ikar Birchas Hamazon, because that's the main theme of Birchas Hamazon. V'yochalta v'savoto v'rachta v'sashem alekecha al oretz, that you'll bless Hashem over Eretz Yisrael. V'zois habrochu b'chinas ikar amshocha satikin shaldal alf nanal shenim shachay deachnos esorchim tzadikin k'may shekosu sham. The second bracha of Birchas Hamazon, which deals with Eretz Yisrael, ties into what Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Likut Imran, that the main tikkun of these Dalet Alfin comes by inviting guests into your home that are Talmidei Chachamim, Tzadikim. Shezehu Iker Klal Birchas Hamazon, which is the essence of Birchas Hamazon. Bechinas Oireach Mavorech, as the Gemara says, Who's the one who's given the honor of leading the benching? Oireach, the guest. So Birchas HaMozoin is focusing on the guest. V'zehu b'chinas Birchas Oretz. And that's the concept of the bracha that's all about Eretz Yisrael. K'alidei shemavorchen al Eretz Yisrael, haidei zeh mamshichin kedushas ha'orchim tzadikim. Because by a Jew saying the bracha about Eretz Yisrael, he draws upon himself the holiness of having real holy, real special guests. Shekol kedushasam uvichinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Whereby when we talk about a tzaddik, the holiness of a tzaddik is his connection to Eretz Yisrael. Bebchinas tzaddikim yirshu eretz, as the pasuk says. Tzaddikim inherit Eretz Yisrael. They plug into Eretz Yisrael. That's the second bracha. Ubirchas b'nei Yerushalayim shesham habeis hamikdash. And the third bracha, which is b'nei Yerushalayim, which is the city that has the Beis Hamikdash in it. K'moy shemazkirim b'brocha zois v'al habayis hagodol v'akodol shenikra shimcha olov. Ze b'chinas beiso b'in shmayel ara. This ties into what Rav Elazar says over there in Likut Imran, speaking about the house that's between heaven and earth. Which is the concept of drawing from Hashem a type of Torah that is permanent, a type of Torah that's successful. As Rabbi Nazar writes over there in Likutei Moran. Ki habeis hamikdash shebirushalayim zehu ikar bechinas habayis shel kiyum shebechinas beisa ben shmai v'hara. Because the Beis Hamikdash, which was in the city of Yerushalayim, that is the most important house. That's the house that Rabbi Nazar is referring to over there as a house that's between heaven and earth. Kishom Shar Hashamayim, because the Beis Hamikdash was the gateway to heaven. Vishom Yisoid Horetz, and the Beis Hamikdash was also the foundation of the earth. Kishom Hoeven Shesiyo Shemimenu Hushtas Olam, because in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Holy of Holies, you have the Even Shesiyo from which the earth was founded. Nimtzo Shehabeis Hamikdash Hu Ikar Habayis Shebein Shmayel Ara. So therefore, the Beis Hamikdash is the house which is between heaven and earth. V'alkein Shom Ikra Toiro Amitis, and that's why the Beis Hamikdash was the source of the purest form of Torah, kishom the honest Torah, kishom hoya oimei ta'orain emaluchais, because in the Beis Hamikdash you had the orain, the holy ark, and the luchais, the tablets, umishom teitzei Torah, and that's the place where the highest level of Torah comes forth to Klal Yisrael, is transmitted to Klal Yisrael. Kama shekosuv ki mitzion teitzei Torah. From Yerushalayim comes forth Torah. Kishom hoya yoshvim hasanhedrin belishkas hagozes, because it was in the Beis Hamikdash that you had the highest body of learners of Klal Yisrael, the greatest talmidei chachamim and tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael. The Sanhedrin sat in the Beis Hamikdash, in the lishkas hagozes, in one of the chambers in the Beis Hamikdash. Umishom hoya tzrichin lekabel amitas haTorah, and it's from the Beis Hamikdash that Yidden were able to draw the truth of the Torah, the essence of the Torah. K'moy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ki ipolei mimcha dovor lamishpat. If a Jew will have a difficult, perplexing problem in justice and he won't know a solution to it, what should he do? Vekamto v'yoliso el amokoin. You will go up to the place of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash. V'al kein al yidei birchas b'nei Yerushalayim mamshichin kiddushas haTorah k'dosha shubechinas beiso ben shmai l'ara shubechinas kiddushas Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, through that third bracha of Birchas HaMozoin, which is b'nei Yerushalayim, through that, a Yid draws upon himself the holiness of the Torah, which comes from that house, Rabbi Nazar says in the Kedemar over there, which comes from the house, which is Ben Shmayel Ara, which is the Beis Hamikdash. O bracha Dalid, and the fourth bracha of Birchas HaMozoin, because Rabbi Nosson Zal in this paragraph is taking us, showing us how the four brachas of Birchas HaMozoin correspond to the four major tikkunim that Rabbi Nazar discusses in the chapter in Likut Imran. Ubracha dalid shehu hatoiv v'hameitiv, and the fourth bracha of Birchas HaMozoin, hu kidei levarer ulahalois gam hatoiv hagonuz ba'atoyre shaltimidei chachomim apgumim anal. That corresponds to a person, to the need that we have to extract the good from the Torah that comes even from the Talmidei Chachamim that are messed up. Ki tuva gonis begavei, because we know that the letter test teaches us that lesson, that the goodness is concealed inside of it, the shape of the test, where it comes around on the left side, goes up, and then goes back inside. This concept of tuva gonis begavei, the test is toiv, and its goodness is hidden inside of it. It points inside of itself. The letter tes points inside. And even when it comes to a Talmud Chacham who's drawing Torah from Alfin Pegumim, a Talmud Chacham who's a Chacham Shed Yudoy, a Talmud Chacham who's messed up, even by him there is some good there, and you have to be able to draw out the good from inside of there. The Bechinas Toichoy Ochal Klipos Zorak. As the Gemara says about Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says Rabbi Meir was a student of Acher. Acher was Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, who was one of the great, great rabbis of the Gemara at one point, who went south, who turned sour, he spoiled, he got messed up. And the Gemara in Chagiga discusses how he got messed up and why he got messed up. So then the Gemara says in one place that when it comes to searching for a rabbi to learn from, a person has to search for somebody that's 100%. Ki malach Hashem tzvokoisu. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? How is Rabbi Meir allowed to learn from Acher? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Meir rimoin motza. Rabbi Meir found a pomegranate. Toichoyotz ochal. The center he ate, the pits he took out and ate. Kliposo zorak. The klipo he threw away. That's how the Gemara describes Acher. Kamashikoso shambes soifa toira. It's written at the end of chapter 28 in the Likutei Moran. Vizehu birchas hatoiv v'hameitiv. And this is why we say that fourth bracha in Birch Samosa in hatoiv v'hameitiv. Kedei levarer ulahalo is gam hatoiv hazeh hagonos bein hachilkim v'misnagdim. To show that there is this mission of trying to sort out, to extract the good that's hidden even among the chilkim and misnagdim in their alf and nefulin. Because we know the Gemara tells us that the fourth brach of Birchas Hamos and the brach of Hatoiv Ametiv was established in the city of Yavne by the rabbis there when the Romans finally granted permission for the Jews to bury the dead of Beitar. That's when they added this fourth bracha to the Birchas Hamozin. Varuge Beitar Hoyo Al Shehidliku Neirois Lechurban Beis Hamikdash Kamashikosu Bemedreshecha Beposuk Bila Hashem. The Haruge Beitar, how did they get themselves killed? Because the Beis Hamikdash was in the process of being destroyed, and they had lit candles. The Gemara says in one part of the they lit candles. What happened was, I think the Romans came to attack, and then the Romans, they got them to leave. So when they left, they lit candles. So when they lit candles, the Romans looked back and they saw. So one of the soldiers said to his leader, look at this, they're making fun of us. You know, they're lighting candles to celebrate. And they ended up going back and destroying, wiping out the city completely. So again, they were lighting candles at a time that the Churban Beis Hamikdash was in progress. Nimtza shehoyu misnagdim al Yerushalayim u'Beis Hamikdash. So we see, if they were able to light candles to celebrate while Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash were being destroyed, obviously they were misnagdim. They had the wrong idea. They weren't respectful of Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash. Sheshom ikar makoyim haTorah amitis, which is the source of the ultimate true Torah. Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash. Avol bevatai gam heim tzrichim tikkun. However, they also obviously require a tikkun. These Haruge Beitar. Ki bevatai hoyo behem toiv harbe, because there was definitely a lot of good in them. However, they made a mistake. They mistakenly, but through as a result of the limudim roim, learning the wrong things, they ended up making a mistake. Ad shesamchu v'hidliku neirois al churban beis hamikdash, which misled them into thinking that they were allowed to celebrate and light candles while the churban beis hamikdash was in progress. They were celebrating the fact that their city was being saved while Yerushalayim was being destroyed. Rachman al Islam. The reason for their mistake was because there are Rishoyim in Yerushalayim. They saw that there were a lot of sinners there at the time. So they felt, who knows, maybe it's good that Yerushalayim is being destroyed. However, the truth is they committed a tremendous sin by this. Because even if they were sinners in Yerushalayim, there was nothing to celebrate about the Beis Hamikdash being destroyed. Sheshom Ikara Torah now, which is the source of the essence of Torah. Rak Sheto Alidei Limudim Roim Kanal Kanal. But rather, what did they do? They made some wrong kind of limud. They came forth with some wrong kind of concept, which misled them into doing this. V'alkein kishenitnu lekvura, shezeh b'chinas tikkun ha'meis. And therefore, when the Romans finally allowed the Harugei Beitar to be buried, which is a major tikkun for the person that dies, this burial, she yizbare hora ba'ofor, v'hatoiv yizbare v'yala l'sheroshim nuchasoi, so that when they were buried, whereby the good portion, the neshama, would go up to Gan Eden. When a person's buried, it's also this birur of toiv from ra, whereby the good goes up to Gan Eden, and the psoilus rots in the ground, remains below. Al kein tiknu oz birchas hatoiv ha-meitiv. And it's for this reason that it was on that occasion that the rabbis in the city of Yavne instituted this bracha of hatoiv ha-meitiv in birchas ha-mozayim. V'al kein tiknu brachas ha-zayis b'birchas ha-mozayim daika. And this is why they inserted the bracha into benching, specifically. Ma shelechayra tamua, which seems to be a very perplexing question. Ma shaychas shel kfuras harugei beit la-birchas ha-mozayim. What does burying the dead of Beitar have to do with the blessing that I make after having eaten a delicious sandwich? Achal pianal muvan heitev. However, based on what we explain now, you could understand it very well. Ki ikar birur hatoiv me'aklipo hualidei huachila. Because one of the main examples of where a Jew is involved in sorting out the good from the bad is eating. Meaning, as a result of the Birchas HaMozen that we say after eating, V'ikra birur hu levara hatoiv agonos b'toich limudim b'gumma anal. And we said earlier that the most important birur is to be able to extract out from the limudim roim, to be able to extract out the toiv that's there, the emes that's there. Shezeo b'chinas harugei beitar shenitnu l'kfura kanal. This is the concept of the harugei beitar, who are allowed to be buried. V'alkein kavu abrocha alze b'birchas hamozen daika. And this is why this brocha was inserted into birchas hamozen, dahainu birchas hatoiv ha-meitiv. Because the whole achila, and especially birchas hamozen, what is it all about? Birur of toiv from ra, psoilus from good. And that's what the harugei beitar was all about. The cause of their mistake was limudim roim. And we know, Rabbeinu Zal teaches us in Likut Imran over there, that when there are these limudim roim, there's four different procedures that have to be done to deal with it. Chesed, toiras chesed, hachnos esorachim tamidei chachamim. The next thing was the beis hamikdash, and the toiras emes. And the fourth thing was extracting the toiv from the ra. So the extracting of the toiv from the ra is symbolized by the burial of the harugei beitar. Because number one, when a person is buried, there's a birur of toiv from ra. And number two, especially since the source of their crime was these limudim roim, of which there is this possibility, he has the possibility of sorting out, extracting the good from there. Paragraph Dalit. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins, Haklal Lu'uvda. To summarize all of this and get serious now to get down to practical, how does this all relate to us? Shetzrichin lehispalel ma'oid la'shem yizborach she'inotzel milimudim roim hanimshochem ibchinas ha'toros hanafulos hanal. Each and every Jew who wants to be religious, who wants to serve Hashem properly, needs to know that a major part of his hispoidus, a major part of his tefillah, has to be to beg Hashem to save him from limudim roim that come from Torahs nefulos. Ki harbe harbe nishku bazeh, because many, many people have fallen into this trap. Ki hakol chafetzim liras Hashem yisborach, because everybody to some degree wants to be religious. Everybody wants to serve Hashem. Bifrat bnei hanurim, especially kids, youth. Shemach mashadayin lo nisu kolkach, because of the fact that they haven't gotten involved in business and the other garbage in this world, which turns a person into a liar, thief, cheat, rat, rotten character, you know, etc. Because they're still relatively innocent, these young teenagers or, you know, younger people, ve'einam rechoike misharoshem kolkach, they haven't drifted away that far from their source, you know, from their holiness. Al kein al piroiv he mishteikikim uzgagim oid leskarv lavodis Hashem isborach. Therefore, somewhere inside of them, there's something that's crying out that they want to come close to Hashem. They want to be good. Aval harbe misrachkim machmas deois rois usvorois kuzvios shil hamisnagdim aloemes. However, many of these kids end up falling away as a result of receiving bad learning that comes from people who are misnagdim aloemes, people who are not close to the tzaddikim amitiyim, people who are not close to the derech oemes nirishkayit, shemekablim toirois hanefulois, whereby they end up receiving toira nefula. That'd be an interesting name for a yeshiva, right? Torah Nefula. Shemahapchim, there'll come a time when Hashem, when they'll rename, everything will be renamed. The Levim will become Koyhanim, and the yeshivas will be given their proper names also, some of them. Shemahapchim divrei elikim chayim, they twist Hashem's words. Voimrim she'osor l'espalel b'koyach u'b'yegiyos ha'mesiris nefesh. They say, you're not supposed to kill yourself for davening. What, are you nuts? Learning is where you're supposed to invest all your koyches. Davening is a relaxed type, you know, you take it easy. V'toilen atzmon be'ilon godoil, ke'ilu kiblu kach mitzadik godoil, v'toilen boy buki sriki. And they connect themselves to big rat. They bring proof from Rabbonim. Look at this Rav and that Rav. You know, they have proofs for this. Ki cholilo lachshev kazoyis al tzadik amiti. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, chas v'shom, if any Jew to dare dream that a true tzaddik did not take tefillah very, very seriously. Rakim boidim milibam sforis sheker, but rather these guys invent crooked types of ideologies, crooked type of logic. Shenim shochem limudim pigumim, which comes from limudim kumim, from alfinifulim. And this is how they're mechanech their youth. This is what they teach kids in yeshiva. They don't teach them to make a big issue, that to invest everything they have for tefillah, to kill themselves for tefillah. If anything, they play tefillah down, like, hurry up so we can get to learn. You have 20 minutes, 15 minutes for mincha, and why are we starting late? We're going to miss out on learning, you know, etc. Al kein al zois yispalel kol chosidei lecho leis mitzoi. Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, this is something which every righteous Jew has to daven very, very hard for, leis mitzoi. Regarding Torah, sheyizke limtzoi ish emes, sheyikabli mimenu limud amiti, hanimshach mi Torah semes, belishum psoiles v'sheker, ubelishum svora muchlefes klal, that the person should be zoche to draw Torah from a real ish emes, and to be able to receive from him limud amiti, which comes from Torah semes, without garbage, and without sheker, without upside-down svor, without crooked svorois. Ki gam eitzel b'nei adam pshutim nimtzoim svorois muchlofoi shemapchem hames. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, not just by the deep thinkers, even by the regular guys, by the hamoinam, even them, there are many of them who are walking around upside-down, standing on their heads, you know, with crooked svorois. Bifrat kol hanefiloi shenoiflim bedaito machmas maaseim asher leitoivim v'nisrachim ha'ideis ha'yoisim Hashem Yisborach Hashem, especially those people who end up falling in Yiddishkeit as a result of the fact that they know they've done averus this, that, and they say, forget it, you know, if I can't be a tzaddik, so why bother, you know, why kill myself to be a regular, might as well have a good time here at least, might as well enjoy life. If I can't become a Talmud Chacham, a Goyin. In other words, again, if yeshivas are promoting that your mission in life is to become a Gadol Ador, and to be a Mefalpil, to be able to think deeply and everything. So the 85% of most classes that don't qualify for that, and they see that they're not being successful in that, and they see that they're daydreaming. So the guy ends up saying, I see I can't hack it in Yiddishkeit. I can't be the definition of success is to be a gadol, to be from those 15 or 5 or 3%. If I can't make it there, then forget it. And obviously I can't make it as a religious Jew. So I'll make it some other way. I'll make it in a different world. Hakoel humachmas limudim pigumim anal. And it's all based on this limud pogum, where I've heard one of the things I've heard from Rav Michal, you know, that people open Baal Tshuva yeshivas, and 2.5 weeks after the guy started keeping Shabbos, what's he learning? Gemara. You nuts? You cuckoo in the head? He hasn't learned kitzushot. He doesn't know yet how to wash negel vas. He doesn't know what a pair of tzitzis is supposed to. And what's he learning? He's learning Gemara with Tosfos. What kind of a religious Jew are we going to put out? Now, is a person's going to come out of there with the right foundation, with the right derech, a derech ayosha? The habal dovor machnis beliboy kilu yef shelo yoid leskarv lashem izborach ukiyotze beilu asfor shel sheker. And a lot of it is, again, rachman somewhat creeps into the heads of some people, where they're convinced that they can't come close to Hashem.